Literature. Page 144. Exercise 2.
Aziz Bakir and the 40 Thieves. Aziz Bakir sat on the bus, watching the stores and offices of the city go past. With his bag of tools and dirty clothes, he looked like any other workman on his way to a job. He pulled out his phone and read the message. Radiator repair at the big office building near the market. In a small room in the office basement, Aziz looked at the radiator. It's an easy job, he thought, but I won't get a lot of money for it. He thought about all the things that he needed money for. I need a car for work. Then I could drive and not get the bus. My tools are really heavy. And I want to send Marion to college next year. She always gets good grades, and she'll be 18 soon. Aziz began to work, but suddenly he heard a noise outside the door. He looked through the keyhole and saw a large group of men carrying metal boxes. There are 30 or maybe 40 of them, thought Aziz. What are they all doing here? The men were standing in front of a big metal door. It looks like a strong room for keeping money in, thought Aziz. Maybe they're thieves. One tall man with dark hair shouted,
Open sesame!
And the door opened.
Nobody will guess our code, laughed one of the men. It's so obvious.
And you won't tell anybody, Samir,
said the tall man, his eyes flashing angrily.
Or you know what'll happen.
Yes, Fahad,
answered Samir quickly. The men went into the strong room. Shortly afterwards, they came out without the boxes. Fahad shouted,
Close sesame!
And the door closed. Then, the men left. Aziz thought, I must have a look in that room. So, he went to the door, cried,
Open sesame!
And it opened. He walked in, leaving the door open behind him. There were boxes everywhere. He looked in one, and then another. They were full of gold bars. I'll take one bar and sell it, thought Aziz. Then I can help my family. He left the room, cried, Close sesame! And the door shut at once. Back at his small apartment, he explained everything to his wife, Fatima, and his daughter, Marion.
But isn't it wrong to steal, Dad?
Asked Marion, looking at him with her quick, dark eyes.
Yes, but I was only taking things from thieves, smiled Aziz.
That evening, Aziz and his family had an invitation to dinner at his brother's house.
Nasir only wants to show us his new car, said Fatima.
You're probably right, smiled Aziz, but let's go. He's my only brother, after all.
Aziz, Fatima, and Marion arrived at Nasir's large house with a big, expensive box of chocolates.
Where did you get those from?
Nasir asked at the door. His hair was short and fashionable, and he was wearing an expensive suit.
I had some luck, smiled Aziz.
What do you mean? You're never lucky, laughed Nasir.
In the end, Aziz told Nasir his story.
I'll go tomorrow and get that gold, said Nasir excitedly. If I take my new car, I can bring it all home.
Early the next morning, Nasir put on workman's clothes.
Nobody will look at me in these, he thought.
Then he drove to the office building. He went down to the basement and shouted,
Open Sesame!
The door opened. He went in and closed it behind him. He looked at all the gold.
My brother was right for once, he laughed.
Nasir moved the boxes, ready to take them away. Then he went to open the door.
Oh no, I can't remember the code,
he thought in a panic.
I know, I'll call Aziz.
But he couldn't get a phone signal in the basement. He shouted different words.
Open door! Open wide! Open air!
But the door stayed closed. Later that morning, Fahad and his men returned. When Fahad found Nasir, he was angry.
How did you get in here?
He asked. Then he turned to Samir.
Tie him to that chair,
he shouted.
We'll come back for him later.
Then they left. Aziz tried to call Nasir all afternoon.
What's happened to him? He always answers his phone, he worried.
I'll go to the strong room and see.
Aziz found Nasir tied to the chair.
Help! They're coming back soon,
said Nasir, terrified.
It's okay, brother. You'll be all right, said Aziz,
and he quickly untied Nasir from the chair, and they hurried outside to the car. They began to drive away, but just then, Fahad and his men returned. In their hurry, Aziz and Nasir didn't see the men.
Follow that car,
Fahad ordered Samir, who was on a motorbike. Samir followed Aziz to his apartment. He watched Aziz take Nasir inside, but he didn't see Marion at the window taking a photo of him. Samir quickly called Fahad.
Those men are at apartment 7, station buildings, he whispered.
Good work, said Fahad. We'll pay them a visit tomorrow.
Inside the apartment, Aziz told his wife and daughter everything. Fatima was worried.
Nasir is in danger, she said to Aziz. He must stay with us for a few days. He'll be safer here.
I'm not so sure, said Marion, and she showed them her photo.
Oh, no, said Aziz. That's one of the thieves, and he knows where we live.
The next day, Fahad came to the apartment block. He was wearing workman's clothes and driving a big truck. On the truck, there were 39 pipes, and inside each pipe was one of Fahad's men ready to jump out. Fahad unloaded the pipes near Aziz's apartment and knocked on the door. Marion answered.
We're doing work on these buildings,
Fahad said, and pointed at the pipes. But Marion saw one of the men inside the pipes, so she quickly shut the door and called the police. Soon, 3 police cars arrived, surrounded the pipes, and caught the thieves.
Thank you,
said Police Chief Dixon to Marion and Aziz.
We've wanted to catch Fahad and his men for a long time.
Some days later, Aziz had a message. Those thieves took the gold from an important bank, he explained to Marion and Fatima. Now, the bank wants to give us a big reward.
We can buy a car, laughed Aziz, and maybe move to a better apartment.
And, most importantly, we can send Marion to college next year, said Fatima.